Extra, extra. Hot off the presses. It's Scoop Ed Longwa with the Catholic Sentinel.
And he is the managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper. He is Mr. Ed Longwa. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, David.
Great to talk with you. It sounds to me like you better get that bicycle out this weekend. It's going to be a nice one.
I'm looking forward to that, and I need to let the fog clear a little bit. I can hear the fog horns down on the river today.
That's right. That's very, very true. So do you have a favorite bike ride in the area that you like to go on?
I like to do a little loop around North Portland, David, that takes me past Smith and Bybee Lakes and up through the industrial district of Portland. I get a nice view of Mount St. Helens up there. It's about a nice 10-mile loop. I can start from my house.
Ooh, that sounds very nice. You ever gone out onto Savi Island? And I know a lot of people bike around there as well.
That is a wonderful ride. It's like getting out in remote farmland so close to Portland. Yeah, absolutely. And some good places to get snacks.
Yeah, no doubt. That's wonderful. It is beautiful. Well, Ed, this is always one of my favorite Sentinel editions of the year. It's Catholic Schools Week, and it's just loaded with excellent stories about our Catholic schools throughout the Archdiocese of Portland. One of the reasons why I like this edition so much is that it really shows the good work of the Catholic schools and what they are doing throughout the course of the year. And, you know, it has not been easy these last couple of years.
It hasn't. There's had to be even more innovation and creativity than usual, David. And, you know, in almost 30 years of reporting on Catholic schools, I've come to believe that in the church, the schools are where creativity and innovation really can flourish. And I think that showed really in the section this year. I have a few examples if you'd like to hear.
Absolutely.
Holy Family School down in Southeast Portland started a little robot workshop. So here we have eighth grade students creating robots right there in Southeast Portland. And then out in St. Therese, a teacher and a student were chatting out on the playground one day, and they got together eventually and created what's called a chat bot. It's a way you can talk to a computer to help students learn, especially students who maybe have a little difficulties learning the usual way through books. I think of the seniors from Regis High School in Staten, David. They formed a pro-life group. They're really giving new energy to this movement, which really is having its moment right now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And then at LaSalle High School in Milwaukee, there's an inventor's workshop where students are being learned to think of problems and ways to solve them. One of the things they invented, David, was a little caddy on wheels that teachers could use when they're teaching online classes. On there are things like hand sanitizer and things to clean your computer and other supplies for teaching. So there's a lot of creativity going on in all our schools. And I think it's, even if you don't have a student in the school or even a grandchild, the Catholic schools for a Catholic are something to be proud at and kind of marvel at.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. And again, too, if you don't have the hard copy, go online to CatholicSentinel.org and you can look at the digital edition of the Catholic Schools Week and see all the different stories. Are you still doing it, too, where you've had writers or teachers, whomever, from a particular school submit the story idea?
Yeah, and by and large, during the Catholic Schools Week, that's exactly what we do. They know best. It's kind of a community journalism, David, and I really like the result. It takes a little editing, but that's okay. I love the rawness of these stories. Once in a while, we even have a student write something, which I really like, because they're right there on the front lines and seeing things. One good story we got written by a school was from the Madeleine in Northeast Portland, where they have a new environmental action club. They're trying to live out the Pope's encyclical, Laudato Si,
right,
by recycling and trying to encourage people, say, to ride their bikes instead of driving their cars to school. Similar things happening down in Salem at Queen of Peace, where there's a whole club devoted to gardening and composting and trying to teach young people and probably parents too, they learn from their children, to live in a way that's a little softer on the earth. So many good things going on.
That's wonderful. Speaking with Ed Longwa, he is the managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper, talking about the Catholic Schools Week edition. And I believe Catholic Schools Week actually gets started on January 30th or 31st, right there. And so I know a lot of folks have an opportunity to visit the Catholic schools. I've mentioned this before, Ed, but for my parents, one of their great joys when my daughters were in Catholic school was to go to Grandparents' Day. And they loved that every year to be able to visit the school and see what the students were doing.
Let's pray that that can start happening again at some point. I think by and large during the pandemic that's been put off, but what a joy that would be. David, I'll tell you and your listeners, I'm a new grandparent.
Hey.
And so I'm looking forward to the day when I can go to Grandparents' Day at school with our grandson Oliver.
Oh, well, congratulations. Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, way to go, Grandpa.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's wonderful.
What a joy.
Fantastic. You know, one of the other things about Catholic schools that I wanted to mention, and again, I know this through experience as well, the service that the students learn at the Catholic schools and the programs, the activities that they do in the community, and that's really a big part of the Catholic education.
One example of what you're saying, David, happened up at Holy Cross School in North Portland, where the school has formed what's called a service team. Now, they start service right there. They are the people who help the custodian with projects, setting up chairs, taking down chairs, sweeping things up, the Holy Cross service team. And every once in a while, they have a dress like the custodian day. Tim Culligan is the janitor there, and he has a liking for plaid flannel shirts. And every once in a while, the service team dresses like him.
That's great.
And helps them out. And then there are also all kinds of projects in which it goes out wider into the community. I know there are schools, St. John Fisher comes to mind, where they will make sandwiches or meals to bring to the homeless people, say, at Blanchet House. And that has been a real backbone of Catholic education for an awfully long time.
That's beautiful. Ed Longwa, managing editor of Catholic Sentinel newspaper, talking about Catholic Schools Week. Did want to give a shout out, too, because we've had him on the air numerous times and he retired, but that's the principal at Jesuit High School, Paul Hogan. So you have a nice story in there about Paul. Jesuit bids farewell to a devoted leader. So wanted to say, you know, congratulations to Paul on just wonderful service at Jesuit for many, many years.
He's been there a long time, and he's been a great carrier of that charism that I liked what he said. You know, our school isn't a school you go to. It's a school you go from. Mm. And it speaks to that service you're just talking about, David. You know, doing things for people on the margins, trying to figure out, you know, you get some real smart kids emerging from Jesuit, and they probably can come up with some ideas to address things like homelessness, maybe racism. Mm-hmm. So we have high hopes for those people that were tutored by Paul Hogan and the other good folks at Jesuit.
Absolutely. Again, Catholic Schools Week edition right now. You can view it at CatholicSentinel.org if you don't have a hard copy. And before we run out of time here, wanted to mention Catholic Sentinel 150th anniversary. It's the anniversary that just keeps on giving, Ed.
Yeah, it was supposed to be in 2020, David, but we know what happened to delay it.
So
we were planning to have an open house here on February 4th, but that has been postponed, folks. Don't come on February 4th. We've moved it to March 23rd. We're going to have it over at Oregon Catholic Press in Northeast Portland, where there's plenty of room. We'll trot out some old issues and maybe some old editors and put them on display and let people ask questions and just have a good time. And hopefully everything will be safe by then, David. I hope to see you there.
Well, hey, stay tuned. I guess you never know how the year goes. But we're going to hope and pray that happens, Ed, and appreciate it again, all of your work, that of the staff, great Catholic Schools Week edition. Always great to visit with you, and have a great bike ride this weekend.
Thank you, David. And we know my favorite way for folks to read the Sentinel now is through the Hail Mary app.
So. Hey!
Listeners, I hope that's how you find us. Take care.
I appreciate that, Ed. Have a great weekend.